We are learning Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Chof Beis or Beis in the bottom. We are talking about different milas that Kodesh has over Truma, and now we're going to talk about the fourth one. The first one was Kelem Sechelem, the second one is Acharayim, and today the third one, HaNoisias HaMedris, Noisias HaTruma. It says in the Mishnah, someone who's carrying a medris, which means a shoe, let's say, of a Zav, becomes a medris. So you let it carry Truma together with that, but not as a Kodesh. Shal is, why not? Kodesh my time alive. Why can't you carry Kodesh in one hand, and on the other hand, carry a medris? What's the problem? The medris is Avatoma, you're right, but it's not touching the Kodesh. What's the problem? So Gemara says, the reason why it's also Mishamaisa Shahaya. That means it's not a real Xera, but there was a Maisa one time that happened, and because of that, they made Xera. Maisa be'echod she'imaver chavish al yayin kodesh. A person was carrying a chavish al yayin, which was made out of cheras, which is not matama from the outside. It doesn't come time from the outside. He was carrying a barrel of wine in one hand of kodesh, of hektish wine, mimakim lemakim, from one place to another place. V'nifseko retzuish osandloy, and the strap of his shoe ripped. V'notla, he took the strap, v'nicha al pi chavish, and he put it on top of the chavish because he wanted to save it. And it fell into the Avi Achavis. Part of the strap dropped into the ear space of the Chavis and it made the whole Chavis Tamei, Minitma. And the Kodesh became Tamei. But Oysa Sha'amru, so at that time they made a Takana, HaNoisias HaMedris, Noisias HaTruma, Avloyas HaKodesh. At that time they made a Takana. They allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry Medris together with Kodesh, and you're allowed to carry with Truma. But they made a Takana, you can't carry Kodesh together with the Medris. Now, the question is like this. First of all, that why is the Ritzua Mekabel Tumma? Either Ritzua is not a Kli. Bishlama, when it's a Kli, when it's a shoe. So a shoe is Mekabel Tumma. But if you break up a Keli, the luck is it loses Kabbalah's Tumma. So here, the strap is not Mekabel Tumma. So Tosfos asks Kasha. Tosfos says, Apagav the Gabbai Tumma, Ksiv Kli, Vahai Ritzua Lav Kliu. Tosfos answers, Tzarech Lamei Makar, Deshtaya Behem Ritzua. The answer is that it's easy to put it back together, and since it's easy to put it back together, the strap back in, so strap retains its shem keli, and therefore it's metama. So at the akaponim, it comes out that it's metama, it was metama the chav, as if it made at the corner, don't carry a medrash together with kodesh. Right, the Gemara, if that's the chashash, so chumo also, why is chumo any different? If you made out the corner now, you shouldn't carry medris together with something that becomes tamei, that shouldn't become tamei. So just like you can't carry kodesh together with it, you shouldn't be able to carry truma together with the medris. Yehachi, truma nami, and for the Gemara, hamani rechananya ben akavihi. This is going according to rechananya ben akavihi. The Omar said like Abi something else, that like Australia of a yardin of a svino kamaisa shahaya. The only aser exactly kamaisa shahaya. What's this machloikis that we're talking about that the shayla we make at the kana is a kamaisa shahaya or not? The Mizrachanan and Kavya holds when you make at the kana for these type of things, it's only if you reenact the exact same thing. So here was kodesh, therefore we made the halacha by kodesh. It wasn't chuma, so there's no takana by chuma. Where do you find such idea? So mahi, where's this machloikis? Mizrachanan and Kavya and the rabbanon mahi. Time with the braisa. The Tanakhama says, "Lo yisa adam mechatos ve'ifechatos." A person should not carry water from paraduma that you use to spritz on people who are tameis, or the ashes of the chatos. You should not take that. But yavirem beyardin v'svina. You shouldn't go across the Jordan River in a boat. But liyam etazav v'yishkim saracha. You shouldn't stand on one side of the river and throw it to the other side of the river. But liyashitim apnei mayim. You shouldn't float it across the water. Don't put it into a keli. Let it float across the water. You shouldn't ride agav behema across the water, and you shouldn't sit on your friend's shoulder and go across. Because all these things are similar to a svina. When someone goes across the yard of a svina, he's not walking, he's going on something else. Something else is transporting him. So he shouldn't transport himself on a behema with the efechatas. He shouldn't go on his friend's shoulders. Elam kein hu yiraglav negas bekarka. Only if his feet are touching the ground, then it's fine. You also could go across a bridge because you're walking, it's not a problem. And these halachas, these halachas, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to throw it across the river, you're not allowed to go to Svina, it's side of the Jordan River, it's any river. That's the Tanakh Mashita. The Chacham Mashita. It's only also by the Jordan River in a boat like the Maisa. My Maisa Shahaya. A A person was one time transporting this paraduma water or the ashes in across the Yarden and in a boat. They found afterwards a kazayis of a dead person stuffed into the floor of the boat. But and came Tommy the Afer. I Afer Chazos not a Keli because the Chibas Hakodesh to Chashivas of Kodesh of Turi Eben. It's a Kabbal Toma. But Oisa Shah Amru Loisa Adam Mechatos the Afer Chatos Vim Yard Mesvina. The Meir Takana they shouldn't carry Mechatos Vavireim go all across the Yard and Mesvina. So what do we have over here? Machlekes Tanoim. When it comes to this Takana by Paraduma water by Mechatos. Is what's the Takana? Is it Dafka, the Jordan River, and the Svino? Anytime you go across the body of water. So Gemara says, our halacha says, only by Kodesh, not by Chuma, is going according to Chaim Kavya. It says just the Jordan River. Because he says it has to be exactly my Shaya. So here also, the Takana was only my Shaya. It's mashma in the Gemara, according to the Rabbanon, the Chum of the story. So then, the halacha is that you would have it by Chuma also. Now, even though the Marsha speaks out that, and it's on Taisvis, based on Taisvis, the Rashi speaks out, L'chaira, also by the case of Mechatas, was Dafka Paraduma, it wasn't Kaidash, you know, like go across the Yarden. So you see, even the Chacham agrees, it's only that type of thing. So he says, that only applies to Paraduma, where it makes sense to have its own Mila. But the Racham sound like they would hold, if it wasn't a Paraduma, if it would be other things, then you would learn out one from another. And therefore, according to Chama, Gemara holds that Truma should also have this Gzeira. And it must be our Mishnah that says that the Gzeira is only by Kodesh, not by Truma. It's going according to Chananya ben Akavya, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, not according to the Chacham. The Gemara has asked a few shilas, three shilas, about this halacha that we had in our Mishnah. You're not allowed to carry something that's a shoe of a zav that's tameh. It says you're not allowed to carry it together with kodesh. We said, why not? Because of ma'aseh shayam. What's the halacha if that shoe is tahar? Zok tegemar, bayalu, sandal tameh, sandal tahar ma'ah. What's the halacha if the shoe is tahar? Maybe make a gzeira like a gzeira. You shouldn't carry any shoe. Ma'ah. Chavis psucha, chavis tuma ma'ah. What about if the barrel you're carrying is sosum? It's impossible to come tummy. What's the halacha? Do you make zero to chavas psucha where shuas could fall in? And both of Shalas the world is an answer. Ava v'nasimahal. What's the halacha if you were over on this? That means all the case of the Mishnah. Let's say you were tevil kalim go kalim. It's before you in the Gemara before that the halacha is you are not. It's not a good tefillah because shal of chatzitza. Here, it's only because ma'aseh shahoyah, it's only a chashash. What happens if you taka bring a medrash together with kodesh in one hand? It doesn't touch each other. What's the halacha? Is it tameh or not? So it's machlokes. Av avinasa ma'u. Rav Ilu ama, av avinasa tameh. Rav Zeru ama, av avinasa tahar. And like we spoke out, the Gemara only asked this question here because there's no real chashash. It's only out to ma'aseh shahoyah. So here's a tzad to say that if you did it with the eved, it's kosher. Masha inkein, the other cases, which is taka real chashash, if you did it with the eved, it's definitely problematic. So now I'm going to go to the fourth chumrah of the Mishnah. We had Kelim Sechelim, we had Acharayim V'toich, we had Anoises Medrash. Now we're going to Big Day Oich L'Tshuma Medrash L'Kodesh. And not doing that we know what it means. That was number four. Then we have number five was the Chatzitza case of Midas L'Kodesh with Kodesh, where you have to untie the knot. And now up to number six. Kelim HaNegemarim B'Tahira Tzrichin Tefillah LeKodesh LeTshuma, which means you have a keli, you completed it b'tahira. It says even though you completed it b'tahira, no tummy touched it since it became a keli. Still, when you have a brand new keli, you should tevil it first. Then don't get confused with tevilin kelim. We have tefillas kelim. That's because when you buy it from a guy. Here, a yid made the keli. The lach is you have to be tevil it for kodesh, not for tshuma. What's the pshat? Zok the gemar, the gamino mai. Who finished it up? Ilema the gemino chaver. If a chaver, which is someone who's not who's makben on tumah v'tahira, so lam lo tefillah. Why isn't it tefillah? Ella the gemino amaretz. Amaretz finished up the keli. Right, the gemara. That's called the gemara b'tahira karolei. It's called the gemara b'tahira. And also, like the oimik of the question is, and truma should be mutter. Amaretz finished it off. It's tamei. Of course, it's tefillah. Tefillah of everything. It's not called the gemara b'tahira. Amarav barashi lamarav mas no mashmuel loylam the gemino chaver. Avad the case is that a chaver finished it. Okay, so why do you need tefillah? Mashum tenur dam aretz nafal. Mashum tenur dam aretz. Worry about maybe am aretz came to shmooze with him, and when someone talks, they spit. Maybe some of the spit landed up on the keli. So I'm going to ask the nafal amos. When did the spit fall onto the keli? Ilimus bekamid ligmreiv. It happened before it was finished. It's not mekabel tumah. Halav manu, it's not a kli, so it's not mekabel tumah. El abas of the gamri, after they finish the keli, the amaret spit on it. The mizah zorabuhu. The chav is very careful. He doesn't talk to the amaret near his keli when he's finishing up the keli. He knows the chashash through the amaret. So what's the case exactly over here? So he talked to the amaret before he finished it. What to worry about? But dumba idna the gamri a dying lechi. Maybe when it was finished, the spit was still wet, and the halach is the spit that's still wet is metame, and therefore the halach is you need a tefillah. Are you going to ask me if that's the chashash? So then why don't we have that by Chum also? Now you're telling me the chashash is because the Kelim Gemara and he shmooze with Amaretz and Tzinu with Amaretz. So why don't you have it by Chum also? Why the Afgai Kachim? So Tosis really talks about this. Tosis says, Teretz, that we're not going to say over. We'll say it to Rabin's Teretz, that he says that it's really a chashash rachak that Amaretz came and shmooze with him. So only Makbid v'kaidash and not for Chum. Zot the Gemara Viter. Then there's a diak over here. It says it needs tefillah. It doesn't say it needs hair of Shemesh. So it's mavuyer tefillah in harav shemesh light. That means all tumas. The halach is you go to the mikvah and you have to wait till evening till you're completely tar. This tumah seems like since it's only a gzera derabanan, you only need tefillah not harav shemesh. That's the gemara's diik. Tefillah in harav shemesh light. So faith the gemara mastisim. Name of Astisim, the Loik Rav Elazar. They put the word name. Name is the Loik Rav Elazar. Maybe this Mishnah is not like Rav Eliezer. It's not written in the Mishnah. So remember, we're saying here that this Tumah Chashash Ma'aretz is only needs Tvila, no Harif Shamash. So the Kash like this. It says in Mishnah regarding Parah Aduma. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Parah. The Tanan. Sheferes Sherachva Sheshchot Chalachatas. You have his reed, you cut it off the ground in order to use it as a base kibble to hold the chatas. In those days, they didn't have a lot. Kelim were very hard to get by. So we used to take reeds, cut it, and fashion it into a keli. So, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yitvel Miyad, you should be tevel it. Before you use it, you should be tevel it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yitma Vachan Yitvel. You should first make a tamei, like with a sheretz. That's a rash. You learn to take a sheretz and touch it. And then you table it. Tosis argues about a sheretz, but we're not going to talk about Tosis. But Rashi says, take a sheretz and tam it, and afterwards you table it. And we asked on this Mishnah in Zechus Parah, the Chotchaman, who cut it? Who fashioned this into a keli? Ilam the Chotchaver, if a chaver fashioned it, Lomli Tila, why is it Tila at all? Vela the Chotcham Aretz, Am Aretz cut it. Baha'olema Rabbi Shua Yitma V'Yitval, that Rabbi Shua says you should be tam it to be table it. Tommy Vikai, it is Tommy anyway. So we have to explain also what's going on here. Why would someone be Tamit? We'll have to see. We'll explain in a second. We'll see in a second. But right now it says in the Mishnah that you have this reed that you fashioned the keli. So Tanakama says Tevel Miyat. Rabbi Shua says you Tamit and then you Tevel it. What are we talking about here? If Amaretz cut it, what if it's Tommy? It's real Tommy. If a Yichaver cut it, why do you have to why do you have to Tevel it at all? It's tar. So what's going on here? So the Gemara explains, "Vam v'rav v'arashu lom v'rav nasta." Omer Shmuel, "Olam dechat chachava." Be'etzem chachava cut it. Omer Shmuel, "Tznur d'amaretz d'nafal." The Veshuv d'amaretz. We worry about the tznur of amaretz. D'nafal emes. When did the amaretz spit on it? Ilema mekamid lechatche. Even before you cut it off the ground, halav manu. It's not a kli. Before you fashion, even if you cut it off the ground, before you fashion the keli, it's not a manu. Vela basa dechatche. After you fashion the keli, mizes arba. You're very careful. It's paraduma stuff. You're very careful. So lo ilam mekamei lechatche. It was before they fashioned the keli. Dilma idin lechatche dying lechi. It's still wet and it becomes tame. So like upon him, we're talking about here a sheferes, a reed that tumas amaretz chashash tumas amaretz that was there before fashioned the keli and was still wet. We're tovel it after fashioned the keli. So Tanakama says tovel miyad, and Yeshua says yitma yitval. So Moshe says bishlam the Rabbi Yeshua ha'nedikai keril tzedukim. The Tanan, Metamoy is a kind of serve as a para. Lahitzi believe in Shal Tzedukim. Shoyo Imrim Meruve Shemesh Hoysenasis. That means we'll speak this outside. Read again inside. The halacha is usually you have to wait for Harav Shemesh. The special gzeres of Kosov that we learn from a pasuk regarding para aduma. It says Vehiza Tara Al Tomei Mechlal that he's a shtickle. He was shtickle Tomei, and we learn from there that someone who's a Tvul Yoim, he didn't have Harav Shemesh yet, is allowed to work with the para aduma. It's a Chazal learned that from Sukkim, because it says he's a tar al tameh. It's mashma that tar is someone who's like halfway tar, is like a tefil yom. The tzedukim obviously they don't make drushes like that, and they argued on him. Tzedukim held a paraduma got to be made with someone who's after harav shemesh. So Chacham used to dafka make a kohen tameh in order to show that a tefil yom is kosher para aduma. That's what he used to do. The time of tamoy is a kohen a service para lohitzu leivin shel tzedukim sheyoyimrim meruvei shemesh shesinasus. They said you need a hair of shemesh. So therefore, the fear of Yeshua, who says you take this sheferes, take this reed, and you tam it, and then you table it, and then you use it. You see, you're showing everyone you don't need tefil yom is kosher. Hello, the Rabbi Lezer. Fear of the Yezer, what's the Tumah here? Tumah of Amaretz. What did we just say before we started this Mishnah? That you don't need Harav Shemesh. So you don't see anything in Paraduma, you never need Harav Shemesh. If you always need Harav Shemesh for the Tsunura Dama Aretz, like in the case of our Mishnah, we worry about the Kalim and the Gemara that someone spit in it, how do you get Kerel Tzedukim? So then there's the Kerel Tzedukim. Eli Amrit Ba'amaloi Bin Harav Shemesh. Maya Kerel Tzedukim Iko. What type of Kerel Tzedukim is there? The Chayri is saying that if you use it right away, it's not a big deal. It's by everything you use it right away, not Tafka Parah Aduma. Because we said that this is only Chumra Tzedukim Da'amara, therefore we don't need Tvol Yom. So therefore, even Tvol Yom is kosher, you don't need Harav Shemesh. So if every time Tzedukim Da'amara, it's sufficient with Tvol Yom, you don't need Harav Shemesh, so where's your hecker when it comes to Paraduma? Like in the Mishnah in Parah says, one of them is Yitva Miyad, one says Yitva Vach Yitva. The Mishnah of Yeshua says Yitva with a Sharet, we understand, it's major Hakera. Fear of Eliezer, what's the Hakera? Rav, so Rav answers, Asua Ketame Sharet. They made it like a Shtame Sharet, which means, Ba'alma, you don't need Harav Shemesh, because by Kelim and Gvar Matira. But still, here it is a Hakera. Why? Because the Sheferis of Chatas, this reed of this Chatas, Chazal made it ki'il noga b'sheres. This takana, why you have to be tevel it, is because they made a takana that because of a chumra the paraduma, they made it ki'ilu it's a tamei sheres. And where do we see that? That's tamei sheres now through dam arts, because it'll make a rishon and a sheni. It's going to make a rishon and a sheni. So that's the halacha. It'll make a rishon and a sheni. Different than before. But before, but through dam arts, it's only a chumra ba'alma. And therefore, it doesn't make a reason of Shani, and it doesn't even need Harav Shemesh, because it's not really Chayshish, there's some Zav Reich on it. Whatever, the Turi Evan says, you just tevel it to remember that maybe did anything happen to it. But it's only a Chumrah. But here, by Paradun, many of the Tamei Sharetz. The many of the Tamei Sharetz, so then, you should really need Harav Shemesh. You don't need Harav Shemesh, it's a Keira for Paraduma. So, Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, Elamiyata, Loisa Tamei Adam. Loisa Tamei Adam, a person should not become Tamei. Alama Tanya, why is it in the Braisa about the person who fashions this reed? The person who fashions it and is Tevelet, he himself is Tvila. Why? Because he touched it. Now, if it was only a Tamei Sheretz is an Avatama. Somebody who touches a Sheretz is a Rishain. A Rishain cannot make an Adam Tamei. We said it makes it's only a rishon right now. The Mara is saying, when asuk tamei sheretz means someone touches sheretz. It's only a rishon. It's only a rishon. It has a tam adam. It says in this bryce, it's a tam adam. Ve'elo, the Mara is right. Asuk tamei meis. They made it into a tamei meis. The level of tamei meis. That's what they did. They made it into a level of tamei meis. Right, the Gemara, ihachi tiboy azar shlishi v'shvi. So if they made it like a tamei meis, you should need azar shlishi v'shvi. And we'll explain this kasha in a second. So first of all, let's speak out what it means. It says they made this reed like a tummy mace, which by pasha means to touch the mace. Someone touches a mace, needs a spritz from the paraduma, third and the seventh day. Siachi tiba azas shlishi v'shvi. Alama tanya, what did it say in the braisa? Choytcha umatvila ta'in tvila. So it sounds like the Mara has asked, tvila in, hazas shlishi v'shvi alai. So it sounds like Gemara is asking on the person who fashioned the sheferes. It says all he needs is tefillah, but not azar shiva shvi. So you see, he didn't make a tamei meis. But the Achronim asks a very simple question. If you made the sheferes into a tamei meis, it means the sheferes touched the meis. The sheferes needs azar shiva shvi. But if you touch the sheferes, you don't become azar shiva shvi. Like, for example, let's say Reuven touches a meis. He needs a paraduma. Let's say I touch Reuven. I need paraduma also? No. It's just like a tongue one day. So what's Rosh Kasha that the one who fashions it should need Azar Shiva Shvi? He touched the Sheferis, which is Tamei Meis. So there's two ways to learn. Some have a girsa that we're not asking from Chayt Chomatil Tamei Tefillah. The Kasha is, Tanan Yitvol Miyad. The kasha is that says the Vesheferas, you toivel right away. Heck of toivel Sheferas right away. The Sheferas needs Shlishi Vishvi. Like we said, it's a Tommy Mace. That's the kasha. The kasha is on the Sheferas. If it's like Tommy Mace, the Sheferas needs Shlishi Vishvi. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, there's a din that Cherav Reik Echol. And some say, even by eights or so, it's a Reik Echol, which means that when an eights or a piece of wood or a piece of metal touches a mace, it becomes like the mace. It doesn't go down a level. So then, if you touch that, it's like you touch the mace, you need Hazar Shlishi V'Shvi. And whereas Kasha is, the person who fashioned it should need Hazar Shlishi V'Shvi. So again, just keep the element in the Cheshbon over here. We have over here a Sheferes that needs Tefillah. So we said, what's the right to Tzedukim? I order that Tzedukim Amaretz. Amaretz says, no, it's like a Tamei Sheretz. Breaking promise, Tamei Sheretz. So then, why would the person become Tamei who's fashioning it? Who's titling it and taking care of it, handling it? So the Gemara says, no, it's like a Tamei Mace. The Gemara says, Tamei Mace, you should need Shlishi V'Shvi. There's two ways to learn the Kasha. Either it means the Sheferes needs Shlishi V'Shvi, or it means the person who touches Shlishi V'Shvi because we're going Chara V'Rechal. So the Gemara, also, Tamei Mace B'Shvi Shaloi. That means that you made him like a Tamei Mace, you made the Sheferes like a Tamei Mace on the seventh day. So all it needs, which means seventh day after the Hazah. So all it needs is a Tefillah. All needs a tefillah to be tayvel in the mikvah. That's what it means, but it's a bigger level. It really needs harav shemesh and kamash malah. Know that by paraduma we see a hekel tzedukim that even a tefillah yoyim is kosher for paraduma. Right, the gemara hekel making it to tamei meis. V'atanya ma'ol mechitchu dava paro. We never mechadish a new thing by paro. So what's going on? Making a tamei meis. We never mechadish new things by paraduma. Amar abaya shloy omru kardoim metama moishiv. The abaya says that what we never mechadish a parah is that we weren't mechadish a kli that's not roi to mekabel tumma. We were not mechadish to make that into a kli that's mekabel tumma. Avad we could make something like a tummy mace. That's not a problem. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that the saying we never made a chiddush a parah is we never take a keli that's not roi for that thing and make it roi for that type of tumma. Shli omru kar do matam moishev. The halacha is if a zav sits on something, his chair becomes the avatumma called a moishev. Moishev, it's called Moishev. But a card, let's say you sit on a hammer, does it become Moishev? The law is no. And even by paraduma, it won't become Moishev. Ketan within a braisa. Vayoshev ala kli. It says, Vayoshev ala kli is Tomek. That's what it says. Vayoshev ala kli, Yoshev ala zav, Yechav is begadav. The next person who sits on this keli is he has to wash his clothing, becomes Tomek. You see, there's then Moishev. So the braisa says, Yachav kofa sa'a. You turn over a certain measuring basket. Yoshev Lov and you sat on it. That was a measuring of a saw. Or a tarkav, which is a half a saw, and you sat on it. Yoshev Lov, yay tame. Maybe it's Tame Moshev. Tamalim va Yoshev ala kli, Asher Yeshev Lov. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Yeshev Lov. Someone who's supposed to be sitting there. Not Asher Yoshev Lov, he's punk sat there. Someone supposed to be, it's made for a cheer. Yitma, that becomes Tame. Mishav Yuchad Yeshiva. Only someone that's Yuchad for sitting, that becomes a Moshev. Yotzezeh. The coming to exclude this type of thing, like a hammer, a hammer or a measuring basket, then those things, since I say someone's come, do my job for me, so it's not a cheer. If it's not a cheer, it does not become Moishev. And that type of thing does not become Moishev for Parah Aduma. Because we're not Mechadish new things for Parah Aduma. We're not Mechadish new Kalim for Parah Aduma. We are Mechadish a new Tumah that we made the Sheferis into a Tumah Mace. That we do. But we don't mechadish new things like making a kardam into a moishev. So upon what comes out, just to recap, that kelim and the gemara b'tayra is dafka for kodesh, not for truma, only machmer for kodesh, and halacha is it needs tefillah, but does not need harav shemesh. I para duma, we want to show hoitz libun shatzdukim there. The sheferis made like a tummy mace b'shvi'i shaloi, which really needs harav shemesh, and that they don't do harav shemesh according to Rabbi Yehuda is a raya lahoitz libun shatzdukim.